Is studying your Bible a struggle for you? If so, today's episode is just for you. We're going to talk about some practical tips on how to get in God's Word and how to grow closer to Him. Some simple steps that you can take today to start your Bible study. Stay tuned. Hey friends, and welcome to the Wise Women Podcast. So glad you're here today. If you saw my Facebook post yesterday in the Wise Women Facebook group, you would see that I said I wasn't going to do a podcast today. We have been battling sickness again in our house. At this point, I'm convinced that it's spiritual warfare to keep us from doing what the Lord would have us to do. And so last night I sat down and I started to read and just do some journaling, and I just had these thoughts like flowing. And so this morning when I woke up, I was like, you know what? I've got to do it. I've got to do my podcast. I'll just do it late. Just because I can't do it on time doesn't mean it doesn't have to happen. So that's what today is about. And I figured since the last couple weeks we've talked about rest and resting in God and who He is, today we're going to talk about a very popular question and struggle that I hear from most women. And that is, how do I study my Bible? How do I make it happen? Like, I want to know the Lord better. I just don't even know where to start. So if that's your question, today's for you. We don't really have a lot of scripture that we're going to be talking about today, but I do have some what I believe are practical tips to help you start being more consistent with your Bible study. So how do we study? Everybody can always study differently. This isn't like a checklist of things or something you have to put into a box and this is how it has to be done. Everybody, to a certain extent, has a different way that works for them. So as always, when I share things, this is stuff that works for me. So hopefully it'll be little nuggets that you can add to your study habits that will help you. And if not, then you just keep trucking with what you're doing if that's working. So first thing, how do you study? The first thing that I'm going to suggest is make a set time and stick to it. So it's so easy to get caught up in our days of a busy schedule and having to go here and having to do this and having to go there, that we just completely neglect reading our Bible altogether. So make a set time. Make a set time that works for you. So for me, when I first started my habit of reading, that looked like actually putting in a timer or an alarm, in my phone where it would go off and it would say, read your Bible. Everyone says to read in the mornings, which is amazing advice, because you do want to start your day out with the Lord, and you do want to get the Word in you before the world. Sometimes I know for some people, especially when you're first starting out, that's really hard, especially if you're like me and you're not a morning person. For the longest time, I was a nighttime reader and I would read before I go to bed. Like I said, last night is when all these thoughts started rolling in. So pick a time and stick to that time. Make it a time that you know is going to be achievable for you. If you know that your kids get up every single day at 7:30, don't set your time for 7:30. Set your time for 7 o'clock. If you know that you have a meeting every day at 1 o'clock or 1:30, don't do it at that time, obviously, you know? Or if you know that between the hours of 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, your schedule is unpredictable, don't do it during that time. Make it a time that you know is predictable every single day, a time where you know you have space every single day. And we all have the space. It's just a matter of what are we going to do during that time. So make a set time and stick to it. That's my first tip. And I highly suggest taking notes today. I don't normally suggest that, but today I do suggest that. Make a set time. Second, this one is hard. Put your phone on silent. Yep, put it on silent or put it in another room if you have to. This is hard for me sometimes because I use my apps on my phone to help me study. I use like my Bible app or the Strong's Concordance or my Webster's 1828 app. I use those apps to help me study. And so sometimes that can be hard, but put your phone away because all that thing is doing is causing distractions. And the minute you open your Bible, you're gonna be like, oh, I gotta add this to the grocery list. Oh, I gotta add this to the calendar. Ooh, she texted me. I need to text her back. Oh, here's an email. You get the hint, okay? Put your phone away for just a little while, okay? And a lot of times for me, that is being intentional with leaving my phone in another room. Third tip, have a real Bible. Don't use your phone, as we just said, but have a real, tangible Bible that you can flip through the pages of, that you can write things in. Like I have notes on the side of mine or journal space on the side of mine. But have an actual physical Bible. There is something so, so special about a tangible word of God. Something that a phone or an iPad will never touch. Have a real Bible. Fourth thing, I like to have a pen, I like to have a journal, and I like to have a highlighter. I like to have them ready. That way, when I do get something, I can just write it down. Also, I feel like that's coming expecting something. Like if I sit down and I have a blank sheet of paper and a pen, I'm expecting to hear from God. So have a journal, have a pen, have a real Bible, put your phone on silent or in another room. Make a set time every day. Resources. I have told you multiple times that I use my Strong's Concordance and Webster's 1828 Dictionary. And we also have here at our house, I know you can find them online, Matthew Henry Commentary. I love those commentaries. And another book, which is like this big, The Wilmingham's Guide to the Bible, I think is what it's called. Hang on, let me look at my shelf. Not Wilmingham, Wilmington's. Wilmington's Guide to the Bible. It's amazing. It kind of gives you like context of the book and it's literally just amazing. Maybe I'll do a video on it sometime, but to show you all the good things that are inside of it. But it is so helpful when studying your Bible. Because sometimes, and I'm not saying that the Bible is not enough on its own, but sometimes it's just extra helpful to have resources to help you understand what you're reading a little bit deeper and a little bit better. So when I start studying, here's what I do. So those are kind of like my tips. Make a set time, put your phone on silent, have a real Bible, have a journal, have a pen, have a highlighter, and use your resources. Okay, so now, when I sit down to read, the first thing that I like to do and that helps me is I like to journal my thoughts or pray my thoughts down. I'll put all my prayers down. And last night when I was doing this, I had the thought that if we start off in prayer, one, it gets our mind focused on Him. If we open up our Bible time with a prayer or praying or just meditating on God, it takes our focus off of our problems and our struggles and our concerns, and it puts our eyes on Him because we have to focus on edifying and glorifying Him and who He is. So it gives you an opportunity to get things off of your chest. I had this thought last night and I'm just going to read exactly what I wrote down in my journal, but it says, I said, it's going to be hard to hear from God's word if you're overburdened every time we open up our Bible because we have neglected to lay it all at His feet. When we come into our Bible study time, and we have all the weight of the world on our shoulders, which is hard to not do, if I'm being honest. But when we come in that position, which God accepts us coming to his word as we are, but when we come to him overburdened every single time, it's going to be hard to hear God, because if you're anything like me, you're looking for answers in this Bible. If you're struggling with depression or anxiety, you're going to run to the Bible and try to find answers. If you're struggling with, you know, faithfulness to God, and you just want help on how do I be a more faithful servant, you're going to run to the Bible and try to find answers. And so for literally the longest time, my Bible study consisted of me looking for answers to questions or problems that I had in my life. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but if we're so overburdened that all we're doing is looking for answers, we're going to miss God and we are going to miss who God is. This Bible is all about who he is. And we should be reading our Bible with the intention of learning more about him and growing closer to him. Will we get answers in the process? Probably so. But we shouldn't go to his word for strictly those intentions, because when our hearts are overburdened and we're going to the Bible every single time like that, it's going to be hard to hear from him, because our worries, our thoughts, our concerns are going to overshadow and overpower the things that God has for us that day. And so I like to start with prayer. I like to get the things off of my chest that are bothering me, so that way I have a clear mind when I open up his word. It's as clear as I can possibly let it be. And I've gotten the cares of the world off of my chest, and I've laid them at his feet, and I've started that conversation with him. A second thing when I start reading is pick a book and read it. I literally used to be a Bible roulette kind of person. I would just open up and be like, wonder what the Lord has for me today. And then I would get discouraged because I wasn't getting anything. But also, I was just taking a lot of things out of context. So pick one book, and I want to challenge you to read that book all the way through. New Testament is pretty easy for that, or, you know, just start in the Old Testament, hit it with Genesis. You know, I went through the whole book of Numbers and I loved it. It rocked my world. It challenged me and it changed me. So pick one book. I love the book of James. I love the book of Romans. Any of the Gospels. Pick one book and read it all the way through. But here's what I want you to remember when you're doing that. It is about quality over quantity. It doesn't really truly matter if you sit down and read three chapters a day. That's great if you can do that. But I personally would rather sit down and read one verse and learn something that just blows my mind and connects me deeper to the Lord than sitting down and reading a whole book. That's just my personal preference, and it's helped me in my Bible studies, because I don't go into it dreading, thinking, oh, got to read for 15 minutes today. I don't even have 15 minutes and I got to sit down and read for 15 minutes. I just want to challenge you to throw that mindset out the window. Just sit down expecting him and looking for him in the scripture. So pick a book, focus on quality over quantity. Go slow and make sure you are grasping what you are reading. Sometimes I'm reading through 1 Corinthians with some friends. I have reread chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians like 3 or 4 times, because I'm just like, this is really hard to understand. And that's okay. It's not going to make sense the first time, every time. So just go slow. Don't have a certain expectation or rate at which you want to move forward. Because that is how failure happens, is when you have this set expectation of, I'm going to read this, 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 and this. And then when you don't experience God and you don't feel like the Holy Spirit nudged you in the reading or anything like that, that's when you can become discouraged. Trust me, I've been there. I know. So go slow and make sure you're reading one verse at a time and understanding what you read in that verse. And you know that this is where I'm going to plug in my Strong's Concordance. So if you are reading through a verse and you have absolutely no idea what one of the words means, look at the Strong's Concordance or the Webster's 1828. The Strong's Concordance gives you the Greek and the Hebrew, Greek or Hebrew, definition of the word. So it tells you what the word was intended to mean. And the Webster's 1828 is just like an original dictionary. So again, the way the words were supposed to be meant. Because our modern day talk and conversation is not the same as it was in Bible times. So if you don't know what you're reading, you don't understand what you're reading, slow down and break it down word by word if you have to. Sometimes there's some scripture, especially in like Proverbs, I've had to break it down word by word. Does it take time? Yes. But that is when I have learned the most, is when I am breaking it down and I'm making sure that I understand it before I move on to the next thing. So those are really all of my tips in a nutshell. And then I also, whatever I'm reading, I like to just jot it down. I have a journal and I just jot it down so I can keep all of like my thoughts in one area. And that way too, like when I go to sit down the next day and pick up with where I left off, I have the notes to go along with it. Sometimes I just write down the definition to the word. Sometimes I write down something that really spoke to me. Sometimes I write down thoughts that I have for the podcast. I just have a journal ready for whatever may come my way. Whatever my brain might be thinking at that moment, I jot it down. So I want to leave you with this. I know that was kind of a lot and kind of jumbled. I'm hoping it was very clear and organized though, because it's on my heart to help other women study the Bible. I don't want you to think, oh, she has a podcast. She knows what she's doing. No, I don't. I'm just learning along the way and I'm sharing with you what I've learned along the way. And if you've listened to my beginning episodes, it hasn't been up until about the last 3 years where I've learned how to do all of this. I'm nothing special. There's no special reason that I'm able to do this and you're not. You are capable of studying the Bible for yourself. You are capable of hearing from the Word just like your pastor is, just like a podcaster is, just like any Christian person that you look up to. You are capable to hear from the Word of God just like they are. It takes ambition and it takes striving to get to a deeper level. It takes an internal motivation, honestly. I got to a point where I was just fed up with being stagnant in my walk and I wanted Jesus more in my life. I was Christian, I was saved, I was going to church, I was doing all the things, but I wasn't happy with where I was in my walk. I needed more of Christ. And that's really kind of what drove me into studying the Bible more. And also my children. At the time, we only had our one daughter, and I wanted to be a better example for her. I wanted to show her how to live a godly life. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to do that if I wasn't intaking the word for myself and then putting it into practice. So I want to leave you with James chapter 4, verse number 7 and 8. And it says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." That word submit in the Strong's means to obey or to be in subjection to. So obey or subject yourselves therefore to God. Put yourself in a position to be handed over, basically. to God and resist. The word resist means to withstand the devil. That means stand against him. And he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. If you want to be closer to God, draw nigh to him. Come closer to him. Take that first step. Because I can promise you that he's already there with his arms open and waiting for you. But you gotta make your moves. You've got to move forward. He doesn't require you to do all of the work, but you do have to do some of it. So today's is short and sweet and to the point. And I'm sorry there wasn't a whole lot of scripture, but I just couldn't not do an episode this week. And I felt like the thoughts that I had last night just fit perfectly with what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. So thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry the episode was late, and I'm sorry that, you know, I'm not sorry that life happened because I'm real, I'm human, but thank you for being faithful to listening, and thank you for showing up here. I really appreciate the community that is the Wise Women. So share this episode with a friend if it helped you. Share it to your social media if it helped you. And as always, I don't make a dime from this. I don't want to make a dime from this. I just want to help women grow closer to the Lord. So if you could, just leave a review on Spotify or whatever you listen to. Thanks, and have a great rest of your week.